Well, Billy, we are at store number one for PXG, and welcome to Golfers on Golf, and it's got to be an exciting night for all the staffers who are part of this golf company to see the next phase of PXG gets launched right here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's really amazing to see this. Obviously, you know, I've known that, talking to Bob and Bob's right-hand man, Steve Gabe, that they've been looking at doing something like this, you know, doing something that's non-traditional in the game of golf, something that PXG, you know, we're a non-traditional company, so we're going to do things differently, and to see it come to fruition, to see the turnout from people excited to see our first store, and hopefully the success that it leads to, it's pretty amazing.
Talk about how you got hooked up with them, and how much did you know about this company when maybe they reached out to you or your agent or somebody like that and said, hey, would you check out our product line?
So how I got involved with PXG was Matt Rollins, who runs the tour department for PXG now, was second guy in charge at Ping. And he was a great friend of mine. I was with Ping. He's second guy in charge. And he left to take his job at PXG. And I knew PXG was a new company. I'd seen their clubs a little bit. So I was interested because my contract was up at the end of 2015. But whether it was going to be a great fit, I don't know. I still have to hit the clubs. But Matt Rollins being a great friend of mine, someone that I trusted, you know, to tell me if a club was good for me or not, you know, I knew he was going to tell me if it was going to be a fit. So we tested them out, and I love what they did. And, you know, I was like what Mike Nicolette and Brad Swigert had designed, who were also the lead designers at Ping and came over to PXG, you know, another group of guys I've been with for 10-plus years. So that made it more comfortable being with those three individuals. And then with Bob, when I finally met Bob and read everything I could about Bob, I realized, you know what, this guy's going to make this company great. Everything he's done in his life, he's done it his way, he's done it non-traditional, but he's been successful doing it. So I thought, man, this would be a great fit if it could work out. You know, obviously, I knew I could, the clubs I liked, obviously, I just had to tweak them a little bit to fit me a little bit better. But I knew I could play with them. And so it just worked out where, you know, I could come over to PXG. And it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made since my golf performance type deal is coming to PXG.
Really, the average amateur sits out there that watches you guys play on tour. And, you know, they look at that slogan, these guys are good. And we know you guys are good. And they say, well, you know what, those guys could play with any equipment. What are they playing with? They're playing with the company that pays them the most money. But in your case, I'm sure, obviously, like everybody, money's part of the deal, but would you put products in your bag that you don't feel you could win with on the PGA Tour?
No, not at all. And listen, yes, I mean, it would be, you know, I'd be lying to say money doesn't play a factor into it. I mean, anyone who would be in my position would say money, you know, say that money doesn't play a factor into making a decision. But really, at the end of the day, I've got to be comfortable in that this product's going to make me a better player. This product's going to get me in the final group of a major, get me in the final group of a tournament, have a chance to hold up a trophy at the end of the day. And it truly has. I mean, so why this product is so good compared to what I've played in the past is that when I miss hit a shot, you know, let's just say what I've had in the past would maybe go 7, 8, 9 yards shorter. When I miss it, now it's going maybe only 3 or 4 yards shorter. So my miss hits are a lot tighter. The dispersions are a lot tighter. So that gives me the ability that if I do miss hit a shot, which is a rarity for a pro, that I'm still going to get the results I'm looking for type deal. And so how does that translate to the amateur? Well, it translates the same way. When you guys miss hit a shot, you're going to get a better result than another product because of the technology that we put in, because of the money that we put in our research and development. So it all works hand in hand. And so that's why I think PXG has been so beneficial to me. I mean, I've won within the first 2.5 years of being with them, I've won twice. I've had multiple times to win. I've got a chance to win the FedEx Cup next week for the second time in my career. So if I could do that with a company I've only been with for 2.5 years and a company that's only been around for 2.5 years, I think it just shows you the commitment that Bob's put into making this company great.
In talking to Zach Johnson last year at Erin Hills, he said, you know, when I first got with PXG, I maybe didn't embrace their support team maybe as much as I should have. Then finally I sat down with those guys and we got it on track. Did it take you a while to do that? Was there part of this that says, hey, you know what, I've been out here on tour, I know what I'm doing? Or did you jump in with the support team and the R&D guys and the fitting guys right from square one and put your bag together the way you want it to where you're comfortable with it?
You know, Zach and I are different players. Zach has got this program, this normal thing, this regular routine he does that he takes a little while to get a product in his bag, a lot of testing, a lot of things need to, you know, look right and fly right to make it work before he puts it in his bag. You know, I'm a little bit different. You know, if the numbers are better or comparable to what I have and you know, my miss hits are better than what I was playing, it's in the bag right away. So it doesn't take me long to put new product in my bag. And the support team with Matt Rollins and Mike Nicolette and Brad Swagger designing the clubs, like I said, I've had a relationship with them, whereas Zach didn't have that relationship. So it took a little bit while for him to build that trust. I had that trust in those guys. I could go to the guys and say, hey, listen, this is really good, or hey, you know what, I think this needs to be a little bit less offset, or the way this ball flies, you know, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. So I can communicate with them a little bit better because of the relationship I had already with them.
Will those guys come to a tournament and say, hey, check this out on the range, and you might hit something on Monday or Tuesday or even Wednesday before the pro-am time, and then all of a sudden say, you know what, I can actually put this in my bag this week? Or do you play with something for a couple of weeks at least before it goes in?
Yeah, you know, I'm more of an off-season guy. I don't like making changes during the season, and they know that. So a lot of stuff that, you know, if it's new product or anything, I'll fly out to Scottsdale to test on an off week or during the off season and give them my feedback. And then, you know, it doesn't take me long. Like I said, I mean, the Gen 2 irons this year, I just played Maui. I went over to the Big Island to hang out with Bob for a few days and play some golf with him. And he told me, hey, I'm going to have a set of Gen 2 irons come to have you play with for a few days. I want you, you know, you tell me what you think. I played with them, and I think I shot like 62, 63, 62 with them. And I'm like, Bob, these irons are awesome. These are really good. I said, I've hit a couple shots today that I thought were going to come up, you know, 10 yards short, and it flew, you know, 2 yards short of the pin type deal. So it was a big difference. And he said, what do you think? Are you going to play with them? I said, you know what? I'm just going to go back home. I'm going to hit them on TrackMan, make sure the spin numbers and the launch angles are identical to what I'm playing with now. But as long as they're in the same realm that I need, the same boat that I need, I'll put them in play in Torrey. And I put them in play, you know, I had a week off, and then I put them in play, you know, in Torrey at the Farmers Insurance event. So, I mean, I went in play right away. So, like I said, it doesn't take me long. If it looks good and it feels right, then I just have to make sure the numbers on TrackMan are where I need them to be, and they go in right away. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's different. I'm a little bit quicker in how quickly I can put something in the bag.
Mm-hmm. And now, what was it like the first time you met Bob?
First time I met Bob, I remember this. It was in November, at the November 2015. You know, we had committed to a contract. You know, I wasn't signed with him yet because my contract with Ping was still through the year 2016. But went out there, did a full testing, full fitting, and everything was good. And I remember Bob, at the time they were in two double wide trailers. They were still putting the building together and everything. And he pulls up in his Harley. He's got blue jeans on. He's got a cut-off leather jacket on type deal, leather vest jacket, and comes in with tattoos on his arms, and I was like, this is what I expected type deal. This is awesome. I mean, there's not many owners and CEOs or whatever of companies that are coming in that way type deal. So it was a truly amazing thing to see, and it was nice because he just, you know, it was nice. It was just awesome, refreshing is what it was. It was refreshing to see.
Finally, what would you tell an amateur player who's looking for new clubs, doesn't maybe know a lot about PXG, and says, you know what, before I make a decision, I want to check these out, I want to know more? What should they know?
So the first thing I'm going to say is, like, listen, we don't shy away. We know our clubs are way more expensive than the other clubs out in the market, you know. But at the same time, we know that with our research development, the processes that we go through to make our clubs unique and make them special or make them the top of the line, there's going to comes a cost of it comes a cost of that. It's going to cost more money. So, but what I'm going to tell you though is that if you try these clubs, we have different model irons type deal depending on your skill level. You're going to see the benefits. Doesn't matter what handicap level you are, what player you are, you're going to see benefits in any of our irons or woods or hybrids or putters or wedges type deal. So give it a shot. Understand that, you know, if money's a little bit of an issue, we may not be for you, unfortunately. But if you want to make a sacrifice and figure out a way to finagle, to work out, you know, how you sacrifice somewhere else to, you know, buy these clubs, that's fine, because I think these clubs are really the real deal. I, you know, when I play with amateurs, and this, you know, listen, I'm sponsored by PXG. You know, I, you know, you may want to say that, hey, he's just saying this because he gets paid money. But when I see amateurs out on playing in pro-ams and corporate events and everything else, and they're like, man, these irons are unbelievable. I hit these irons 10 yards further than my other set, and they're the same lofts as my other set of irons. You know, I'm, you know, I've dropped 5 shots off my handicap because of these clubs type deal. You know, that's where the true, you know, that's where the true, you know, the satisfaction, the true answer really is in that, is that these amateurs are actually the ones that really see the benefits of it. Yes, we can say it as pros, but the amateurs that pay for these clubs out of their own pocket and are seeing these results, that's where the true answer really is.